My name is Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Hey, friends. Today, I want to talk to you about headlines. I don't know if you're familiar with Joanne Wiebe. She is the owner of Copy School, and I am a member of Copy School and love her courses. So this is not an ad for her, but I would recommend that if you're looking to expand your copywriting skills or become a copywriter, that you look into Copy School. And I was reviewing one of the courses over the weekend on mastering the art of headlines. And I thought I would share a couple of things that I learned from there. What she was focusing on in this particular part of the course that I was reviewing was formulas, or I think she called them prompts, for creating headlines. And she gives a slew of them, and I'm certainly not going to give them all away because they're hers. But I thought what I would do is share with you six of them that I love and have put into practice. They haven't gone out yet, but have put into practice in my drafts just since this weekend. And these can work for any niche. So again, these are headline formulas that I learned from Joanne Wiebe. So just a sampling of what she teaches. And then I'm going to give you some examples from different blogging niches. So if you're ready, grab your pencil. And the first one is called, she calls it the first of its kind headline. And the formula is, you've never blank a blank like this. So here's three examples. You've never tasted a bolognese like this, or you've never vacationed at a beach like this before, or you've never seen a closet remodel like this before. So if you're sharing in a newsletter, for example, about a beach vacation or a bolognese recipe or your closet remodel, then this could be an intriguing headline for that email. Number two, it's putting an end to the problem. So put an end to your dog's ear infections. Put an end to dry winter skin. Put an end to boring school lunches. So those things that people perceive as problems, if you've written a solution, then put an end to underscore is a second great formula. Okay, ready for the third one? It's called the contrasting headline. So you'll start with a small adjective with about the feature and then a bigger adjective about the outcome. So for example, if I'm writing an email to all of you about how a smaller niche is really the best way to increase your revenue, I might say small niche, massive revenue opportunities. If I'm doing I was sharing with you a blog post about planning, maybe meal planning or planning your blog posts or planning your garden, I could say a little planning, a lot of progress. Or if I have, let's say, a health blog and I'm trying to explain how fat doesn't make us fat, but there's good fat out there and you should eat a lot of it, then I could say more fat, less hunger. So you're contrasting two different things with two opposite adjectives, but the first one is the feature, and then the second one is the outcome. So do this, get this. Okay, just a couple left. The next one is what no one tells you. So you'll think in your head about the information you're sharing. What no one tells you about this is, but you're not going to write that part of the headline. You're just going to write the answer. So when I was thinking about an example for parenting, I co-slept with my kids for a long time, but I only did co-sleeping with the second one when he was an infant, and it was really helped me get more rest, and it really helped me get back on my feet better, which, you know, everybody was like, don't sleep with your kids. And anyways, it was a life changer for me. So what I might say, what I was thinking is like, okay, what no one tells you is that co-sleeping with your infant actually helps you to heal faster. So I would leave out in this title, if I read an article about this, what no one tells you is, and I would just say, co-sleeping with your infant gives you more rest to heal. So that could be a headline for the article, because it's when you say no, what no one tells you is kind of you're driving into that controversial aspect that makes people open it. But I notice I'm leaving off the what no one tells you is. So the another one might be working out longer doesn't mean burning more calories, or traveling with your kids when they're young is much easier than traveling with your kids when they're older. Trust me on that one, man. When they start forming opinions about where they want to go that costs a lot of money and is not where you want to go, but oh wait, I've got sports schedules in the way. Whew, I remember back when it was a lot easier when all they cared about was being with me. Okay, I digress. So that's the what no one tells you about. I love the angle of agitating the audience. And the next one is, she calls it the representative headline. So if you've heard of people say things like, she's the Con Mari of organizers. That's kind of what you're going for here. So if you're sharing about a luxurious mountain cabin, you might say, this is the Ritz-Carlton of mountain cabins. I was thinking about our earlier podcast episode on networking and how Jessica really related it to the Clueless movie, whose main character is Cher Horowitz. So if you're sharing an article about networking strategies, you might say the Cher Horowitz of networking strategies. If you've got a big, huge, I was thinking about my Monstera plant, my house plant, as I was coming up with these examples, and it's big and beautiful and it demands your attention when you walk in the room. You might say, this is the Elton John of houseplants. And then finally, last formula or prompt is the bad thing about. So this is when you take some concept and that you want to share about and you say the bad thing about doing this or having this or being this, but the bad thing is really kind of good or indicates that it's really good. So the three examples I have for you here are, the bad thing about this recipe is that everyone will be inviting themselves to dinner. Or the bad thing about this board game is that the kids might forget about their phones. Or the bad thing about this book is that you won't be able to put it down. So you can see here how you're really saying that thing is fantastic and not necessarily bad. So I hope those formulas help you either with headlines for your article or subject lines for your emails. Also, think about this. I really like to, not all the time, but sometimes use one of these prompts to come up with a headline about the thing that I'm wanting to write about. For example, today I have on the list to write an article about Prince William Forest Park in Virginia, and I'm trying to think about, well, what angle am I going to take here? So what I can do is start with the prompt, and I can say, okay, what's a good prompt kind of that I want to take with it? And then I can start that way and write my article to match that headline. So anyways, just a couple examples. I hope that helps you. And what you might do if it works for you, then just Google headline or subject line prompts. And there's a slew of them out on the internet. I really, really love them and actually kind of collect them. So don't think I'm weird. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers
or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.